Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
You dog hair.
And,
dog hair.
Sorry, I You're dropped my hair tie onto the ground and I dropped into a pile of dog hair.
Ew. I don't even question animal Huskies. Hair anymore.
Yeah.
Really, everything in this quarantine cat room, like, needs to be cleaned. It's awful.
You mentioned that you're in the quarantine cat room. It hasn't been open much, and I'm now concerned for you.
Yeah,
in, just pass out mid episode. Cat stink. Cat
well,
stink. That or you'll turn on Imogen from afar.
No,
covered. In
we're not keeping track anymore. We've reached the goal.
Oh, did she think that was gonna stop when we hit
the Yeah.
Oh no, the counter just resets, baby.
Yeah, the okay. counter goes so forever. Plus, you never, you didn't get that picture drawn yet, so I think it's
no,
fair
I've
game.
No, I got a picture drawn.
Oh yeah.
I should email you about that.
Did you take the photographs?
No, I haven't taken the photographs yet. Okay. It's kind of hard at the moment because. I don't know, because then...
Because how do you explain it?
Hilariously.
I'm just imagining,
hilariously.
I'm just imagining him being like, I hope this doesn't awaken anything in me. And then you turn him into a furry.
Yeah, maybe the real furry was the husband we had along the way. I hope this doesn't awaken anything in me. Like, I'll be there going, oh, I hope it does, honey. I really do.
I saw some... How do you say the Elder Scrolls race? The Khajiit?
Khajiit, yeah.
Khajiit. I saw some GIFs of like the newer game that's coming out with the Khajiit guy, and I couldn't get it to load, so I was going to send it to you.
I actually downloaded it.
And tag it NSFW, but...
I actually downloaded Elder Scrolls Online and played a little bit of it. Not for the Khajiit. just for the fun, I did actually play Khajiit, but that's beside the point. But
no,
yeah,
it's not.
I know,
that's
I didn't
not
get into
beside
it.
The point.
Because you know what, I also
it
played
it.
I did not play as a Khajiit.
No. Because I downloaded it when the new Khajiit expansion came out. So you kind of had to be a Khajiit mm-hmm, to play it. Mm-hmm. To play that. So that wasn't.
You have to tell yourself.
Wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
She says. Oh man. Anyway, yeah, I didn't much like it. Wasn't into it. Sorry.
Yeah, I played it a bit. It was kind of fun, and then it was kind of after a little bit. Like we had fun for I think a few hours, and then I think we hit the point where it started getting too MMO-ish.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not a good mix with Bethesda games for the most part. So it's like here, do all these side quests and wander around, but also you're supposed to only be going here, and there's a million people everywhere, and ugh.
Yeah, I just didn't get. I mean, I'm too used to Swordle, and so I'm like, this isn't Swordle, so I don't want to play it. Sorry.
That's
I get to be a cat person.
That's how I am with anything.
I can be a cat person in Swordle, too.
That's how I am with anything but World of Warcraft. Like, I can't get into a MMO that's not World of Warcraft. Like, I get in, and I just get all confused. And it's not like I'm especially good at WoW, either.
Yeah, just what
but
you're used to.
But it takes a few solid things I have and just throws them out the window.
Well, did you get the new one, the new old one?
No.
The re-release?
I didn't. I don't have the same nostalgia because I started with the Burning Crusade, which was one of the first X-Packs for it. And so, like, my first character was a Draenei, and I don't really have the, oh, I miss vanilla WoW shit, so whatever. Mm. I've heard it's epically popular. Good for them.
Well, I just heard that they kept all the bugs.
Yeah.
And I saw a screenshot. I saw a screenshot of people lining up for a quest item, and just went, wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No. Nope. I'm glad they have their vanilla WoW. I'm glad they're out there playing. Enjoy, boys and girls. I'm sure there's people of all genders playing vanilla WoW.
Apparently, Swordle has 5 more levels, so now it goes up to 75, and I'm like, oh, do I really want to go back in there and level up my tank? Or do I not give enough of a shit?
Every time, I have to almost start from the beginning again, you know, like, just to reacquaint myself with everything. But I haven't gotten my baby come back letter yet, so. Oh.
Yeah. I miss video games. I haven't played video games for yonks. Like, I downloaded Don't Starve. Have you guys heard of Don't Starve?
I have.
Yeah, and I played a bit of that, and that's kind of fun, except that I died, and I'm like, okay, I know that that's kind of the point, but I'm disappointed. And but the first character I made was hilarious because you sort of, you can randomize your characters and they turn up and they're little old men. Usually, I think the first guy you get is a little old man, and he looked exactly like Albert Einstein. And I fell madly in love with him and he died. And I was really sad. I was like, oh, I can chop down a tree and make a science thing, and then he did that, and then the fire went out and something ate him.
Baby Bai's been playing Fire Emblem, the new one.
Oh,
three houses, and just like losing her absolute shit on a daily basis, and it's amazing.
Yeah, we've had a few friends who've playing that, and they're saying it's really, 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 really good.
Yeah, I've actually
there's romance been options and stuff.
Playing Carrier Pigeon between Baby Bai and one of our friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she had this experience and she had this experience. I have no idea.
It looks like it's got a lot of replay.
But, you know,
it's got a lot of replay value too. You can play as different houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Which sounds good.
And every house has various paths and stuff. It's got a lot of replay value.
I downloaded the most recent Final Fantasy, which I swore I never would download because it's all dudes.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, oh, I really want to play a video game, and I've been playing a bit of Monster Hunter World, which I love Monster Hunter World. It's so camp. So I downloaded this Final Fantasy one while I was playing Monster Hunter World, thinking, you know, I'll get into Final Fantasy again. And then, of course, the digital remake of Final Fantasy VIII came out, and I'm like, well, I could play the new Final Fantasy, or I could go back to the one that came out in 1999. I think I'll go back to the old one instead. I want to play some Triple Triad. It's great.
Anyway. Apparently, my husband took exception to my suggestion that, what were they, Tomberries might be friend-shaped.
Yep. Yes. They just want to stab you.
Look, whoa. They are. They stab you, but they're that's why they get away with stabbing you, because they're so friend-shaped and you want them to come stab you.
And I had to tell
they walk
them
towards
that
you very, very slowly.
Yeah.
And then they stab you. And it's the best boss ever.
Sometimes stabbing is a love language.
Yes.
You know, penetration and all that.
Yeah, it's very phallic.
Not a good enough reason to use the word penetrate, Claire.
What is a good reason to use the word penetrate, Brandon?
There really
is
one.
I'll fix you. If this was a visual medium, I would fix you with a penetrating stare.
You could send me a selfie of your penetrating stare and I'll put it on the Instagram.
I will. I'll do that right now. I'm going to send you a picture.
I mean, that at least in a more wholesome way than I thought it was going to, and you're like, I'll fix you.
I can send me a phone.
I'll fix you with an invitation to the cheese train.
Oh, God, the cheese train!
Oh,
I am so obsessed with
train.
That.
I'm going to post a picture
I'm going
of that
to London.
Like, it looks like someone repurposed an old sushi restaurant.
Yeah, I figured that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
It would make sense, but yeah, I am going to London in December, and I am going to eat at the cheese train.
Please videotape it so we can watch you die.
Yeah, I'm not gonna die.
Don't die unless I'm there.
Okay.
Oh, friend.
I'm sending you.
Out.
I'm sending you my penetrating stare. It's in the episode. It's in the episode links channel. If you're on Discord, guys, you can have a look at it.
That's not what I thought of.
Well, now I have to look.
How very seductive.
So, those of you who are not
perfect.
That's visual medium. If you're in our Discord, you can see my penetrating stare.
The only penetration I will consider acceptable. Oh, boy. But we haven't even, like, started with
the
show
notes.
What's
the most inappropriate emoji I can... There we go.
Don't do it.
Yes! There we go. Oh, organ eats.
Fucking organ eats.
It could have been worse. I was tempted at first to put the skin chup.
Thank you. Chup in there as well.
Ready.
Oh, well, there we go.
Out for cuddles. Oh, look at this boy.
All right. Episode.
Anyways, we should do an episode.
Or something.
Should do questions.
Oh, we can talk about your dog hair or butt. No, I'm just kidding. Guys, it's Bisexuality Awareness Month.
Woo! Oh, no! They're aware of us again.
I'm suddenly aware.
The painful ordeal of being known or whatever.
Being seen, taking a...
disadvantage on stealth checks.
Yes, thank you.
And apparently intelligence
checks. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on, that's not out of the
wisdom.
Norm. That's not... Mouth noise here.
Mouth noise.
That's not out of the ordinary for me.
No.
Oh. So,
Oh, man.
We just want to give a warning to all bis, just to be aware.
Oh, I should get some merch. Make myself more visual for everyone.
Yeah, because you're allowed to be visual this
Let everyone
this
be aware for the 1 month when I'm not a ghost. It's convenient though, you know, right before October when we can go back to being ghosts for Halloween.
Yes, we come out, of the woodwork, well, and then we go back in.
October is Pride Month in Hawaii, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I don't know if that makes me visible or aware, but I'll let you
know. Oh, you could put on like a bi-colored sheet and be a bi ghost.
Yes. Anyway.
No, I've got a I'm gonna wear my bi boots and my bi shirt.
Yeah. I want some for the bi whole boots, of actually. September.
They're good.
I do too, but I'd have to focus. Like that's what my Converse were supposed to be, and then they became Justice Converse instead.
Now if you buy any boots now, they're just gonna be Good Omens boots. Like it doesn't matter what happens, they're just gonna turn into Good Omens boots. You'll order bi boots and they'll turn up and they'll be Crowley boots and they won't be anything you're doing that.
Speaking of mythical creatures.
Oh, I know exactly how I'd do them. Anyways.
Speaking of mythical creatures. Friend of the cast, Rose, wants to know, which mythical creature would you keep as a pet?
Griffin.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, we said motherfucking. I remember that. I am very heavily into owlbears at the moment. I like owlbears. I'd like
they
an owlbear.
They have those in WoW, and I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool. I'd like an owlbear. They're pretty terrifying.
I would want... This is a tough one. As much as I don't want to give J.K. Rowling more publicity, I really love Thestrals. Like,
Thestrals are pretty cool.
I love
them. I wouldn't be able to see them, though.
Yeah. I'm never shocked at you. Here you have an opportunity to see a unicorn and,
that's a given. That's
brag...
Easy.
To brag on yourself, but you know.
Maybe I already have one.
I was so mad. I went to Target and there was, at first I was extremely excited because I was like, oh, bisexual wig, because it was bi-colored. It went from pink to purple to blue. And I was like, oh, and then I got closer and then I was like, no, unicorn wig, because it had a horn. But then I tried to find a picture of it online to link over to you and I couldn't. Like, they had a bunch of unicorn wigs on the Target website, but not that one. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Oh, I've seen them.
I've seen kids wear them, and they're very, very cute.
Yeah, this was an adult size one, and I would have gotten it if it had just been a normal bi wig. But
yes,
I'd like an owlbear, but I'd also like just like a dragon. I mean, dragon's easy too.
That's true. Dragon's also good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Full size dragons have a lot of variety. You can get like whatever kind of dragon you want.
Yeah, there's so many different kinds, and they keep all your treasure for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about people losing your treasure anymore.
It'd heat your house too.
Oh, yeah. Cold. Well, I don't actually have that problem.
No, true.
You could get some sort of ice dragon.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, you could. Ooh, an ice dragon for summer.
That's the fun thing about dragons. They can, you know, be all sorts of different elements and sizes and shapes and colors.
All your mythical beast needs.
I stopped petting Freddy here, and he started like hitting me with his tail. Like, hello. Oh, he's being
got a job to
I'll
do.
Show you my dragon impression.
Oh, he's getting so big. Tom wants to know what is the best way to cook, am I saying this right, cockatrice?
Cockatrice, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to look that
cockatrice
up.
Cockatrice is like...
I'm like disappointed that
like
I didn't know what that was.
Big bird that will cast petrify on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't look at it first, I guess.
Yeah, I guess my answer, yes, my answer would
blindly.
Be...
Blindly. Yeah.
Chop off its head before it looks at you, then it's basically just a big chicken. Yeah. So how do you make cooked chickens? I don't know. Yeah. Like eating mythical... this is weird. Eating mythical beasts. Like we can tie in with the other things. Like what would be the best tasting mythical beast? Do you reckon? Like a big cockatrice. Like that would just be a big chicken, but because it's so big, would the meat be more tough? I don't know. I've
you
never
generally
eaten a large
will
animal.
Want to eat something that's an herbivore because they taste better.
Mm.
Maybe a phoenix.
Yeah, I don't know if cockatrices actually eat you once they've turned
phoenix
to stone.
Oh, phoenix would
probably
taste real good.
Yeah, like chicken.
Yeah.
Or
magical
chicken. Phoenixes are just magical exploding peacocks.
And they can cook themselves, so you know.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
It's like getting takeout.
Cool up. Can I have a phoenix, please? Just get it to fly in the window and explode, and then I'll just eat the bits off the table. Exactly. Except that it resurrects, so if you eat the phoenix, does it resurrect in your stomach?
Oh my god. Maybe it
waits until after he used the bathroom.
Maybe. Or maybe it pecks its way out of your chest like an alien.
Instead of rising from the ashes, it rises from the asses.
Asses, yeah.
I feel sorry for
the
poor phoenix now.
That is the
episode title. Rising from the asses. Here's the cover. Yep. Rising
from
the asses. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I am so tired. Yeah, I apologies for last week's episode being late, by the way. My son was sick and I stayed up all night and I forgot that that's a thing that parents have to do. Like I'm so past
take care of
I'm so past the
kid.
Baby at oh
I
yeah
did
no
too, like,
I forgot that taking care of my kid was a thing I had to do
as a parent.
I'm like off my game because my kid doesn't need to be taken care of much anymore.
Yeah,
now you've got a sick cat and you're sitting in a cat room. So
I'm sitting in a cat room with a sick cat. Yeah, I was bouncing Lucifer in the crook of my arm a couple weeks ago. Like walking around the house, just bouncing them like you bounce a fucking newborn.
Yes.
And my husband was like, "Are you bouncing the kitten like a baby?" And I was like, "No." Yes, and he loves it.
That's something that doesn't leave you. It's hilarious, actually. Like when you've had a kid and you just there's just a bounce that you. Fathers, mothers, all anyone who's ever had a baby, there's just this particular way you move once you're holding a baby and you can't stop yourself from doing it.
The
it's
bouncing walk.
Automatic.
The
bouncing move.
The little bouncy, soothing
bounce
walk.
Yeah. And it just happens automatically and once it's happened, you never stop doing it.
Yep.
It's quite funny.
In fact, I've caught myself doing it with like a gallon of milk and a watermelon, like basically anything I hold in my arms that's also heavy.
Yeah, anything that's baby weight.
Yeah,
like anything
exactly.
That's vaguely baby weighted. Yes. Yeah.
If it weighs more than a gallon of milk. Yeah,
my husband's cousins just had a baby and they're teeny tiny. God, they're small.
I forget how tiny they are.
They're so small. I'm like my daughter is now taller than my dad's girlfriend. So I'm like, "Whoa, you used to be that small." That's so fucking weird.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I can't believe how big your kids are getting.
Yeah, tell them to stop, please.
Yeah, push down on their head every day. Tell everybody this, and no one believves me. Probably because mine is almost grown up. But in fairness, she did have stunted growth. Okay, so...
She's really tall, though. She's taller than me.
Yeah, she is really tall. Taller than me. She would have been taller than me, they think.
She was taller than me when I visited you, and she was like, two when I visited you. How old was she?
12.
She was about 12 or 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my brain's gone dead. Oh, wake up. Oh, geez, sorry. One night of disrupted sleep, and I'm like this. How the fuck did I have two children? How the fuck?
How did you survive two newborns?
You should have chugged some more caffeine again. That worked out so well last time.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I'd gotten halfway through editing last week's episode, and I was just like, I can't. I'm too tired to deal with how not tired I was last week. This is so bad.
In fairness, editing a podcast is not one of the things you normally have to fight through while you're raising a newborn.
No. Like. This is true. I mean, except that there are a couple of podcasts by newborn parents, and they're hilarious because absolute chaos.
I just want a before and after. Like, I would listen to an entire podcast that is just like two-part episodes of people before and after their first child.
Oh, listen, then even more reason for you to listen through Mabim Bam. You get them all from like their young adulthood to, oops, now we've had kids and suddenly, oops, tired and dad jokes.
It's so funny because Justin had kids first. Sorry, we shouldn't talk about Mabim Bam because they don't need the boost. They do need the boost. They're good boys. When Justin had the baby, and you could just hear the difference in his voice, and then Travis and Griffin had their first kids, and it was just like, oh, we get it now, Justin. We get it. We understand. we know what we were saying. Just like, and I just remember listening to it, going, "Yep, that sounds exactly right."
You can just like hear the soul being sucked out of them slowly. Yes. I mean, and it's a happy occasion. Yeah, everyone have babies. Whatever. Don't get pregnant. No, don't have babies. Oh my god. Anyway,
don't have to tell me twice.
I think we've told you a couple of times not to have babies. We're living vicariously through your non-childness. Just like,
I love my kids. Non-child having friends, and I'm just like, your life looks so amazing. What do you mean you have money to spend on things?
And time to go out.
And time to go out. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because my husband's cousins had this baby, and it's a really tiny, tiny baby. And she's so over the moon about it. Like, she's absolutely over the moon. But they're gorgeous, lovely people, and I love them. But they're staying at her parents' house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fuck, that's a good idea. Jesus, what an idea. Because her mum's doing all the cooking, and she's just got this like 2 weeks or whatever time to just hold a baby and be wistful and happy. I'm like, okay, I'll get back to you when you're going home and you're not at your parents' house anymore. and then you won't look quite so well put together, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but that is such a good thing. Like, it's hard to get someone to just come over and like take care of all the shit so that you can just spend those first 2 weeks with your baby, you know. And that's what you should be doing. Like, people come over and they're like, oh, I want to see the baby, and they want to hold the baby, and they want to do the little bouncy walk with the baby, but like, what I really need is my laundry and my dishes done so that I can like stick a tit in this kid's mouth and make it shut up.
See, I would have more happily cleaned your house than touched a baby.
We'll see. Yeah,
well, next time
that's the problem though.
Guilt. Meanwhile, everyone I know with like new babies, they're not like, clean my house, which I'd be like, sure. Instead, they're like, hold my baby, and I'm like, please no.
Yeah, it's funny because my kids wouldn't be held by anyone except for me or Murray. So,
oh, they always hate it when I hold them because they know, they sense it.
They know.
And so they scream. They're like, everyone would be like, the quietest baby. They always cry.
Oh, this is such a good baby. Afraid. Hand it to Claire.
Yep.
They're like the opposite of dogs. Like, babies know when you don't like them, and they're like, take me away. And then dogs are like, oh, you don't like me? You don't like me, bitch? I'm going to be all up in your crotch.
I'm going to lick you. I'm going to lick you and love you until you do love me.
Oh. Look, I have no problem with children in general. I just don't want to hold them.
I like the theory of children, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
babies
adults.
Are cute. I just don't want to hold them.
I like them way better when I can send them back.
I think the last time I was forced to hold a child was for my goddaughter's christening. And then I had to hand her off anyways because she was crying too loud to get baptized. Just screeching. Off she went.
Those big Catholic baptisms are like wild though. Like, there's so much to do, and it's just a little baby. Like, the baby's like, whatever.
Oh, the baby was super chill until I was holding her, and then she was super chill once she got handed over.
So listener, you know, in hindsight, who joins us in Discord, asks, I keep clicking my tongue and it's going to sound so obnoxious in the microphone, but it's just something that I do. And I need,
we need to get our bad mouth noises out before we start recording.
If we got all of our bad mouth noises out before we started recording, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny anymore.
We're like a weekly hour of bad mouth noises.
Bad mouth noises and laughter.
I mean, I'm not kink-shaming. Some people are into that. Yes, you're right.
This is someone something.
Everything someone something.
Yep.
So they want to know if we have any funny, cute stories of the fetus variation of the titular bis trying to rationalize same gender attraction before they knew they were bi.
Oh, I have all sorts.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, like I don't remember where the fuck I heard this or read. I swear it was on the news or something. It was one of those dumb, you know, studies, and it was all there was multiple of them around the same time when I was a child, and thus it like ruined me for, you know, until I was 30 or whatever. Finally could figure myself out. But they were like, women look more intensely at other women than they do at men, or women look more interested in like naked women than men. And like, but even when as a child, I was like, well, I bet there's like, even if that is true, but there's societal reasons for that and blah, blah, blah. And who wants to look at a naked guy anyways? So then like I would get that all the time, and it's like, well, I guess like supposedly that's something I should be doing is, you know, whatever, just heterosexually looking at women.
And then
of course there's the like,
it's like those cowboys who give blowjobs and they're like, nah, yeah, man, it's totally a hetero blowjob between friends. Yeah.
It's a bro job.
A bro job.
But like, yeah, and then there's of course the whole like, do I want to be her or do I want to be with her thing? Except for, you know, my brain was just stopped at the do I just want to be her thing. So there's so many. I was just like, I just really like this character a lot. I want to be her so bad. That's why she's so pretty.
Yeah, mine was an actual person. And I think I told this story before, but it's probably on one of the ones that we've taken down.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people starting with those. And I had a friend in college who will remain nameless because this podcast is getting more and more listeners.
Yes!
And oh my god, I was over the moon about her, and I was just like, yeah, we're just good friends. And oh man, looking back, I'm like, how the fuck did you think you were straight? You had the biggest crush on her, and I really, really did.
We've discussed this before on the podcast too, but I didn't have a bisexual
awakening. Yeah, you.
I just didn't have my shit together. I mean, I think we've discussed.
Didn't grow up in the puritanical.
Yeah, nice. I didn't grow up in the Midwest. I was lucky.
Yeah,
I grew up in Sydney.
The Catholic Midwest.
I grew up in the capital of gay.
You had a happy gay time.
Yeah, in my gay job with my gay friends. And yeah, although yeah, being bi was not. I was like a secondary gay, you know, a tier down, yeah. Assistant gay. But yeah, I didn't like. It's funny also because for me it was just a case of it not being a big deal. So it's weird, but I did have crushes on lots of people, and my first crush was actually a lesbian. It has turned out to be a lesbian, which kind of upsets me now because they could have been girlfriends. But yeah, that was in primary school, so we were a bit young to be. She had a boyfriend too at the time. It's hilarious.
Oh, little grade school boyfriends and girlfriends.
It was the cutest of the relationship too, like because he was in a different class.
Friends.
And they used to send notes to each other, and she used to show me the notes. This is weird. Like, okay, I'm looking back on this whole relationship now and going, maybe we were girlfriends.
I have had friendships like that before. I say that in the past tense as if I don't have that same with both of you.
Yeah, we're girlfriends. We know. Or you guys are my girlfriends. But yeah, she used to show me the notes that this guy who was barely literate would send her. Because it was just really funny. And he was like, I'm never going to leave you. You're my favorite. You're the best girlfriend I've ever had. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's the only girlfriend you've ever had and may well be the only one you ever do have. But yeah, it was very sweet.
That's cute.
But then I dumped her because I made a good friend who had a computer. I was a shitty little kid. I was so awful. My best friend, like this girl who we were inseparable. I loved her so much. And then
this is how you become the villain of other people's stories.
Exactly. Oh god. Yeah.
Wow. So many things make sense now.
I dumped her because this other friend had a pool and a computer and mice. So I wanted to be her friend instead.
It's because you can only have one at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do know you could have had multiple friends and not just been an ass.
It's not like marriage. Yeah. No one looks at you weird.
It is if you're girlfriends, though. Like, I couldn't do time. Like, this makes sense. It makes sense if you look upon it as like a romantic relationship, which I am looking back on it now going, yes, it was a romantic relationship. But the second girl wasn't gay.
Look, she had a boyfriend at the time. You could have had a pool computer friend.
Yeah, I could have had a good poly relationship, wouldn't I? Jeez. Oh, the things I could have done when I was 12 years old, but I didn't. I did a lot of things when I was 12 years old, but that was not it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still fairly certain I wouldn't have, like, dated anyone in grade school, but...
I didn't date in grade school.
I did, but not really.
I had quote-unquote, you know...
Did
like
your dating...
I'm making air quotes right now. I had boyfriends in middle school.
Yeah, I had like a boyfriend in middle school that was not, I don't count it. Especially because I just got like worn down into it by his friend who would ask me every day all the time.
Oh man.
Men
suck.
If you just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Like, oh. Then it lasted less than a month and it was over.
That's just so typical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so middle school.
That's terrible. Oh, and I didn't have any.
Baby,
I didn't have my first boyfriend.
Oh, go ahead.
My first boyfriend I had when I was in year 12. So I was 17 before I started dating anyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first actual boyfriend was Travis, so I was like 18.
Am I the only hoe here?
I mean, apparently not, since Imogen's walking around trading people for computers and pools.
I mean, I can't believe it.
I was so fucking shallow.
We're fucking Gen X, okay? That shit was exciting.
It was. She had Lemmings on that computer. It was so cool.
Oh, I
had the best
love
Lemmings.
Lemmings.
I love that game.
It's such a good game. I used to go over to her house and play Lemmings. I used to go over to my boyfriend's house and play Doom. So yeah, basically I'm computer sexual. I'm not bisexual at all. This is just some bullshit.
I am not surprised by this information at all.
Yeah. Suddenly all those like Bioware games and stuff where you can just skip the human element make more sense for you.
Why would I want to fucking date a person when I could just date
like
Anders?
Thousands and thousands of
date
pages
some pixels.
Of Imogen's fanfiction makes sense now. I don't
love my husband very
names.
Much, and I have two very nice kids.
I don't want to call it any names because, you know, they're minors. But Baby Bi started, went on a date this past weekend, and I guess the date went well, and said date is now following our Instagram, so hello! we went out shopping.
I don't know why that fills me with, like, nervousness and guilt, like
I know.
We'll drive her. Like, we'll drive away.
I know, like real life people that listen to this podcast now. But we were out shopping as a family yesterday, and Bath and Body Works was having a buy two get two sale, so I got my flannel candle for the podcast room, and I let her pick a little single wick jar candle as one of them, and she gave it to this girl who was already in on the how to summon your butch girlfriend joke. So I'm so proud of my child.
Nice.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Hey, we get some questions for advice. Do we want to pretend we're an advice podcast?
I suppose.
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay. Melange asks, how do I convince someone I can do a kickflip without having to prove it?
And you know, see, I was thinking about this, and like, the first thing that came to my mind was, if only you were much younger, because I did pretty much this exact thing when I was in kindergarten.
Oh man, I was so hoping you were going to say your first thought was Lucas Lee from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah!
Because that was the first thing I thought, and I was like, oh man.
That is true. You just get them to do it in a very dangerous location, and then when they die, you don't have to collect their coins.
Yeah. Don't all people explode into coins when they die?
Yeah.
No, that was just, yeah, literal baby me when I was like 5 or whatever. Convinced some kid that I could kick his ass just through a very convincing tale of like some martial arts I made up and how I could do it and like the move I would use on him specifically to kick his ass if he kept bothering me. And he left me alone. See,
Claire,
so
the thing is that, Claire, if you did decide to kick his ass, you would have been able to do it.
Yeah. How are we ever surprised that Claire is the only one of us that's been in an actual fist fight?
I mean, like, I was afraid of nothing. This is from a family of siblings who would literally run headfirst into the wall because our heads were hard enough that it didn't hurt, and we're like, ha ha ha! And this was a form of entertainment for us.
Oh my god,
this explains a lot.
We used to play this game in college. At our band parties, because marching bands throw amazing parties. And we're all nerds and we don't know how to make friends with anyone else. But we called the game Pookie, and basically it was a drinking game, and you'd hold a quarter up against the wall and mm-hmm. drop it, and the person was supposed to catch it with their forehead against the wall. And if you missed the quarter, you had to take a drink. Which just perpetuated the game.
Yeah.
The drunker you got, the more enthusiastic you were about catching the quarter.
How many people were taken to hospital with concussions?
No, you didn't take people to the hospital. We had minors in concussion.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my god. That's hilarious. Yeah. how to hurt yourself.
Maybe you didn't. I mean, you're stuck in your own personal hell right now.
No. With us.
Yep.
Why are we here?
Well, I think we've already discussed why you're here. I don't know why I'm
here. Oh, yeah, I know. You're here for fighting, Claire. You're here for fighting true. People. That's why you're here.
Fighting too many people.
Brandon and I did all the fun things, and you just punched shit.
Yep.
Wait with you.
Yeah, this is why I wasn't worried about that, like, hit to my stealth checks, because fuck that. Warrior,
yeah,
man.
No, you're a warrior.
Well, right, because, I mean, if no one's alive to tell the tale, it's still stealth.
It's still stealth.
That's the Karn Kuzlin philosophy of life. It works in many areas.
Fuck that bit in, what was it, the DLC for Dragon Age 2?
Oh, yeah,
Fuck Mark Talus! I hated her so much.
God, I hate Talus.
Oh, I hated her so much. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I just never
please add us.
Do any of the stealth things. I'm like, whatever.
No.
Zoom all the way through. Just make sure my stats are up enough.
It's like, Saoirse could literally set everyone on fire from 50 feet away. So why the fuck would you stealth past them? Right. Like, no, I'm fire storming the fucking shit out of those guys. I'm like, Talus is like, I didn't want to kill anyone. Well, you fucking fuck off. I hate you anyway.
So I guess our advice to Melange is to either learn how to set people on fire with your brain or lie.
Yep. Yeah.
No, also lie and lead them to their deaths. You don't
know. Jesus, man, we're pretty dark this week.
why we're in hell.
Oh, wow.
Come on now. That invalidates all the perfectly legitimate reasons I'm in hell. Heresy, for one.
The Brandonite heresy is still going strong.
Heresy is still going strong. And now I'm taking a witchcraft class, so even better.
I mean, I've been reading plenty of angel demon porn, so you know.
Oh, boy. Tom asks, Tom says he has recently received, he and his wife, their first invitation to a lesbian wedding and would like to know if there is special etiquette to observe at a lesbian wedding.
Flannel candles.
First, get one of those tiny flannel candles.
One of those little flannel candles.
Light it so you can summon both the brides. Or yes, they'll never come out.
Yeah, you have to do the flannel ritual.
Yeah. Everyone in attendance has to light their flannel candle
and hold hands
to summon the brides.
I'm just so cranky that gay marriage didn't pass for so like gay marriage has only passed in the last 3 years. I think it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
For us. And every single person who is gay that I know and love just went to another country to get married. And so then, they've all had their weddings. And so I don't get to go to any fucking gay weddings. And I'm really fucking mad about it.
Well, I'll invite you when Baby Bi finally takes the jump, okay?
I don't think either of my children are gay, which is also, a massive disappointment to me personally.
But, yeah, you don't get the coming out cake.
Yeah, I don't get a coming out cake. No.
Start burning some flannel candles. Maybe they'll rub off.
Senior Gosling has said categorically she doesn't want to have kids. So I'm like, okay, cool, that's fine. I don't know. if they do come out, that'd be great. But I'll support them in their heterosexuality if I have to.
If you want to be straight, I'll still love you.
I'll still love you.
As long as you're not vegan.
Okay, you're always. Yes.
Straight and vegan. That's
straight
too much.
Vegan, Scott. Please, no.
I can tolerate a lot. I've been invited to, I don't know if I could safely call it a lesbian wedding, but there are two brides. And so I can't imagine that it's much different than a regular, any other wedding I've been to. Except there's probably fewer groomsmen shenanigans.
Yeah, do they get to go to go to a strip club together beforehand?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Do you have separate hen parties?
That's a good question too.
Yeah, I have so many questions now.
Wow.
I
need to go get lesbian married straight away to find out the answers to these things.
I've only known cis white men who have gotten married, so I don't. Yeah.
Oh wow. The other night, I felt really, really proud of my husband. The other night, his best friend is bald. sorry, my husband. We went to a games launch with my husband and his best friend. And on the way out, my husband accidentally touched his bald head. I don't know how, patted it or something. I didn't see the touch. I was outside at the time. And he came out and he sort of looked at me and he went, "Oh, I accidentally touched this person's head. It's the first time I've ever touched his bald head." And I went, "Oh, I wonder if it's going to awaken anything in you." He just looked at me like I was crazy. And my husband's best friend's girlfriend pissed herself laughing. And I was just like, "You're just so straight. You're so straight. You need to stop me from being so straight." Anyway, he didn't talk to me for a couple of minutes after that, but it was very funny. Because bald heads are really cool to touch, actually.
Yeah, I was really know that opposed touched to... Bald head. I was really opposed to the spouse shaving his head, and then he did it while he was underway on one of his deployments. And now I kind of dig it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, most Asian men pull it off really well. So
it's always a problem when you think you might have a weirdly shaped head. Like, my dad's mostly bald, so I've touched... Oh God, there's nothing, there's no way to sound good.
Just
these are bad mouth noises.
This is going to be our foot episode. Mouth,
they're bad mouth noises, Brandon. I shouldn't have brought it up. I have touched a bald head many times. Oh God, that feels bad. But yeah, it fascinated and delighted me that my husband has never touched a bald head before.
That's kind of pure in a weird way.
Yeah, in a weird, not pure at all way.
Yeah, I'm just...
In a weird way that makes me uncomfortable. Oh, dear.
For our Dinner with Canada segment, which I've decided to call this.
Dinner with Canada.
Dinner with Canada. Canada this
week.
Oh,
I can't wait till Miri has to make this one.
I know. Cornmeal, peaches, and mushrooms.
Oh!
Oh, I hate mushrooms, so I can't
I object.
Even think.
Okay, well, you're going to bread those mushrooms in fucking cornmeal and fry them, because that shit is amazing. And then you're going to eat those peaches.
And then
peaches
you can
afterward.
Blend the you can blend the peaches up in with a bit of
no.
Sort of like make them into a sweet and sour sauce. Ooh. That you could then dip the mushrooms in.
I could
okay,
see that.
Okay.
For
I see
as
where
much
you're
as
going.
I'm willing to entertain the idea of eating mushrooms.
Yeah, I hate mushrooms.
I see where you're
so.
Going. I see where you're going.
But yeah, so they'd be like chicken nuggets but with mushrooms and sweet and sour sauce. But the sweet and sour sauce would be peaches.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I would just eat the peach. I would just eat the peach raw.
Well, Imogen's going to have to do it now.
I would raw that peach.
Raw the peach.
Oh, I do love a good peach, though. They're so juicy.
Yeah.
Mm.
They get wicked expensive when they're out of season.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know when peach season is. I don't know seasons anymore. We don't have them.
You don't have seasons there. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's autumn, isn't it? No, I don't know. Stone fruit. We like, because they're so hit and miss, peaches and plums.
Yeah.
And the ones that are usually good are nectarines, I think. Like, you can, peaches and plums are hard as fuck and have no flavor or rotten, but nectarines tend to be a good sort of.
Oh, see, I have the opposite problem. I've never had a good nectarine because they're always either too hard or nasty bitter. I do like a good pluot.
What's a pluot?
It's like a plum something high. It's like a plum apricot.
Plum apricot,
thank
you.
Yeah.
Ooh, apricots are also really dodgy, and then they're either hard as fucking tasteless or rotten.
Yeah, but pluots last
Stone
forever.
Fruit.
They're like slightly superior to the black plum.
Black plums are yum.
Oh, I love black
like
plums.
If they're good, stone fruit are so nice when they're good.
Oh,
they're
yes.
So really good.
And you can grill them. They're so good grilled. I know Claire thinks that like I'm going to hell just for that.
cooked fruit.
Good lord. Okay, not that I need to mention the McElroys again, but I was fucking I got some grapes because we were out their stupid raspberries are no longer in season and I just went to go get some more. But I was getting some grapes, and I was putting them on a plate, and the plate was near the microwave. And for a hot second, I was like, I really want to microwave these
the
just to see what happens. I resisted.
Now I want to know. I'm
like, so tempted.
That's a deep, deep cut from, like, episode 200 or something, isn't it? I think the microwave.
I have both grapes and a microwave downstairs.
Yeah.
We can do it.
I'm going to have to do it after the podcast. I know I'm not gonna survive eating all those grapes without microwaving at least one.
They're gonna explode, you know that, right?
I know.
They'll explode. Yeah, cool, just so you know.
Whatever.
That's how physics
works. Maybe, because like when you pull it off the stem, it's got a little hole in it.
Yeah.
But it's like a sausage. If you don't give enough, if you don't
maybe
pierce
if I
the
stab
enough,
it first.
Claire gonna get all Tom Berry on her stuff.
I just want to be friends with the grapes.
I'm just gonna have like a whole like scientific experiment with these fucking grapes. Be like, here's a normal grape. Here's a grape I've stabbed. Here's a grape I cut in half.
This is something that you do with the kids. This is something you do with the kids when the power's out. Except you can't do it with the power out because the microwave wouldn't work. Oh dear, God, that one day I had without power. I had to talk to my children.
Oh my God, you're like falling apart. I mean,
yeah.
I understand.
It was so hard. I had my phone and everything. It was so, like, I had my phone. I don't know why it was so hard. It was just like,
but
I can't deal.
You literally had nothing planned that day that you needed power for.
Nope. We went out to the park and then we came home and played cards. Fuck. It was so weird. We had a good time, actually.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you see what I posted yesterday in one of the chats? I found my husband, we were at one of those like novelty kitschy stores, you know, like just for funsies. And he found the game DOS.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Uno. And now I feel like
is it like two instead of one?
It was like America's number two card game.
I was hoping there'd be a tres as well, but there wasn't. As uno, dos.
Yes, they got to cut themselves off at some point.
Yeah.
It just never ends.
I'm just thinking, though, because it's the rule of three, man. If you've got uno and dos, you have to have tres.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm down with that. I'm into it.
Uno is such a good game. It's underappreciated.
Where'd it go? We got a question that I think was tailored just for the two of you. From Canada. Oh, now let me scroll back and find it. It was too long to write out. I didn't bother writing it out. Canada says, do you ever casually read something? And by something, I'm just going to assume that she means fic. Do you ever casually read something and then realize that not only are you going to be useless for the rest of the day, but also you've been flung headlong into an old hyperfixation? Do you try to stop it or do you just ride it out?
I long ago stopped trying to fight it. Like, it doesn't work. I just go full head on. The worst thing is I don't even have to read something. So, like, my brain torments me. Like, I'll have a dream or something about some old hyper, and then it's just full on. Like, nothing will get me more into some stupid ass thing than having a dream about it. Like, that's how I goddamn fucking started romancing Doc and Swotor, because I had a dream about him and Rayleigh being together. And then I was like, well, now I've got to replay this entire game and romance him. Because that's just what's going to happen now.
That's how I fell down the fucking Captain America hole. Like, that was a saga.
I thought I pulled
after
you.
After he fell into your.
Into your dream.
Well done. I'm so proud of you in this moment. That was beautiful.
I reread my own fix quite a bit because no one else writes.
Oh yeah, that's also a very bad idea. I'll do that too. I'll read my own stuff and I'm like, oh man, because then of course it hits all the right buttons and then I'm just right back into it.
Tailor made for you.
Especially if it's a really old one. Yeah, no, I get it. So every now and then I'll get a comment on something that I've written for the MCU or something I wrote for Star Wars Rebels or something like years and years and years and years and years and years, and years ago. And I'll go, oh, that's that fic. Yeah, I remember that one. And I'll click on it and I'll read it and I'll go, oh, wow, yeah, I was really into this, wasn't I? I was really into this. But it doesn't tend to, like, I don't tend to go back to the hyper. Like, I'll enjoy rereading the fic, but I don't tend to go back into the hyperfixation.
I won't go into it for long, but I will hardcore go into something for like a day or two.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I think I have to more naturally fall into like a full blown ongoing hyperfixation, but I'll definitely fall like hard for at most maybe a week or two or something back into things, but usually just a few
days.
It's
really funny when the latest MCU film came out. What's it called again? Endgame. When Endgame came out. And I really enjoyed Endgame and I really fuck the haters basically. But my husband just went really full on into it, like full way more than I did. And it was a bit like he kept on coming in and wanting to talk to me about it. I'm like, you have never done this before.
It
disconcerted me a little bit. I was like, because he kept on asking me things, what do you think about this and blah blah blah. He was going into little, oh, what would happen if that. I was like, you might need to write some fan fiction. And he just looked at me. He looked at me like I was absolutely nuts.
Yes, please.
He did it.
Just
he didn't.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, needle him into it. But yeah, no, it's like poor Travis. I think a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. We were just in the car and then out of nowhere, he's like, you know, you got way more into Good Omens than I thought you were going to. And I was like, yeah, sorry about that. I didn't see it coming this hard as it did. Because, yeah, this has been bad. This has been, unless someone has known me through Anders, they just haven't known me.
This is like Anders' proportion of fixation.
I know. That's what I was saying. Like, I was like, I feel bad for anyone who hasn't known me through Anders. Because anyone who knows me through Anders is like, yeah, okay, this happens sometimes.
Yeah, this tracks. Happens sometimes. Yeah, we've seen this happen before.
She gets caught on a thing. It's okay. There's probably, like, a Good Omens thread out there somewhere where you can get called a wife beater sympathizer or something. I don't know.
Oh, God!
Yeah, luckily this is a much easier fandom to be in, that I don't get constantly called like a terrorist or shown pictures of here he is dead.
Oh, I'm sure there is some. Oh man.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there, but it doesn't happen. Like people would fucking come for you if you liked Anders. They would find you and be look at this.
They come to a blog that has like Anders on every page, and they're like, could you tag Anders, please?
It's like, my blog is literally called Justice is Hard. Anders, like, literally every other post, but sure.
Are you new here? Tag your Anders? You must be new. I got one of those, too, and I was like, are you new here?
Yeah.
I do tag all my Anders posts. I'm sorry. I don't fucking tag anything now.
No, the only reason I tag stuff is because I look through my own blog all the time.
Yeah, I tag things for my convenience. I stopped using Xkit or whatever it is they use now to block stuff out. I don't block stuff anymore. If someone posts something I don't like, I just unfollow them immediately.
I feel like we've like
I'm like, oh fuck it.
What is it? Like, we've transcended.
Yeah, we don't need that shit anymore.
Tumblr bullshit.
If someone, because yeah, and it's like, I'm sorry, if you step one, if you put one foot wrong on Tumblr, I'm unfollowing you. It's like, I feel a bit bad because I've made a lot of really good friends through Tumblr, but at this point, I'm still following you, it means you're a good person.
Yeah, you gotta cut them out before they cut you. Like,
exactly. I got a fairly, like, I follow a lot of blogs on Tumblr, but I suspect like half of them are inactive now. So
yeah,
whatever.
I spend most of my time on Twitter. Whatever. Now, to your surprise.
Yeah, I am actually migrating a bit back towards Tumblr now. Now that we've cost Verizon so much money, and I'm enjoying it actually, because I went through my cheer myself up tag the other night and just went, yeah, there's some funny shit on this website, man. And there's some really funny shit.
Pretty much.
It's good.
That's why I'm always there. Mm. It's just some dumbass shit you can't find elsewhere.
It's just,
do we have time?
Thank God, again, it's good when you're in a good hyperfixation. There's nothing quite like Tumblr.
Oh, just, yeah. Oh my God.
You can just go.
That's the best. Like, you just, if you're brave enough to step into.
Oh, I've barely been out of the tags.
Yeah. Like, the tags for my hyperfixation are unfortunately not, because it's too small a fandom.
Oh, so mine, this is why I'm never going to be able to leave, because, like, the tag goes forever, and I have opened on my phone, always, there's a tab for AO3, it's like, here's the ship, only finished fic, and then I just refresh it a few times a day, and read, like, dozens of fic, and I'm like, this is a good time.
A good time to be alive.
I haven't fallen down a good fixation hole in a long time. Like,
it's gonna find you, because I feel like it found me an image and just by kind of surprise. Like, it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
It'll find me eventually, but like I don't write Dragon Age fic anymore. And every time I write a Karn story, like, I feel like I'm writing fanfic of my own work. Which then I have to remember, like, that's not fanfic. That's like.
The thing that really the thing that freaked me out the other day was I was talking to one of the people in the fandom, and they found on Discord the first message I sent them about this particular current fixation of mine. It was only 3 months ago.
I have written something like it's like
it's like, oh my god, what happened to my life? It hasn't been long at all. No, I think I've written about 90,000 words of fic since then. So.
I know. Oops. I hadn't written fanfic. I hadn't written, like, actually, like, gone in and written fanfiction a long time. And now I've got, like, 20-something. I think I'm going on to 30 pages of Good Omens fanfiction, which is pretty good.
Damn.
Mm.
You guys are prolific. I don't have that kind of attention span anymore. Of course, I'm spending most of my time reading, like, convoluted Asian plays right now. So...
You remember what I was like when you first met me? I was updating a fic.
Yes.
I had two fics going, and I was updating one of them, both of them every second.
Yeah,
day.
I think literally the only reason I don't have more is because I've also been drawing a lot of fan art. So, like, I just literally, I don't have enough time. I'm like, I want to draw this, but I really want to finish writing this. It takes so long
for me
to do anything.
Oh my god, we all had our our friendiversaries on Facebook this week, I think. Or over the last week, like, mine with Imogen was yesterday, and...
Yeah, I mean, you guys would have been with both of me, both of you with me would have been around the same time, I was hidden on Facebook, so I had to, like, go out of the way to let you guys find me.
So was that. We had to coordinate it. Yeah. Okay, I'm backing down my privacy now. Yeah. Me too. Okay, add me. Yeah.
And then it was like, whoop! But
I didn't play any of the creepy prefab videos they made for us this year, because I know that a lot of them are from a time when there's people that I've cut out of my life are still around.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'll wait until we make new memories.
I just need to start, like, photoshopping some weird pictures of us together.
Yes! Oh my god! Do it!
Here we all are eating cheese together.
At the cheese train!
At the cheese train! Dude, we should totally do that, Claire. Please make, like, fake vacation photos of us.
Seriously, if you guys send me some, like, pictures of your face, I will make us a bunch of fake vacation photos.
Okay! And you've got one of me.
Of course, I'm going to have to use this penetrating stare for one of them. Put a piece of cheese in front of you and sitting with your microphone.
Okay, I know we have to wrap up soon, but my husband sent us a haiku.
Yes, read it.
And he says he wrote it at work. Here we go. Stride up to the throne, go to sit, but holy shit, I forgot my phone.
Yep.
That does sound like my husband.
it sounds like me, you and my husband, you and your husband. You, me, and you.
Bad mouth noise
number 10 for this podcast.
I wish I could see how many more we can make. He and Baby Bai put some other haikus, like drafts of haikus, on a paper napkin the other day, and I wish I could find them. I don't know if I could share them with anybody but the two of you, because they're like, they're racist in that way that you can only be racist when you are the demographic you're being racist about. So, and I was like,
there's nothing funnier than I can't phrase this in a way that it will sound good, so I will stop and I will edit that out.
No, you won't.
I was going to say there's nothing funnier than someone being racist about themselves. But there is, so, and it sounds bad, so I'm not going to say that. But yeah, I know what you mean. You're allowed to make jokes about yourself.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
You're allowed to make jokes about yourself.
Yes. Okay,
one last thing before we go. Speaking of jokes that you're only... My fucking husband called me out. I could not believe he did this to me. He follows enough weird, like, Reddit pages that he got one wrecked that was... It was some sort of bisexual subreddit. And so he's like, this one was like... There was a whole thread that was like, bisexual culture is just saying some random thing is bisexual culture.
I mean,
he just laughed so hard. I was like, how dare you come for me like this? It is true. It's completely
true.
It's true,
though.
I mean, the premise of this whole podcast, bad mouth noises and appropriating bisexual culture.
I was like, we do have a whole podcast about that. I was like, curse you other bisexuals, you've let out our secrets.
You stabbed us,
Reddit interloper.
It's Bisexual Awareness Month and we know you're all on this. We're coming for
you. If you want to tell us what your favorite made up on the spot piece of bisexual culture is,
yes,
you can send it to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also get bonus points if you go to bibibicast.tumblr.com and say that our podcast is your favorite piece of made up stupid bisexual culture. Where you can also find our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook and all those other places to give us haikus and tell us how, I don't know, looking out the window is bisexual culture.
And please follow our Instagram because I've started putting supplemental information for the episodes on there.
If you go to our Twitter as well.
Yeah, it's all very important information that you definitely need.
It is extremely. I haven't quite worked out how to get to Instagram. I have an Instagram account, but I haven't quite worked out how to work it yet. I'll get there. Technology is scary.
It's okay.
Technology is scary.
We'll figure it out.
If you go to the Twitter, we have a pinned tweet at the top of our Twitter, which is a link to the Discord if you want to come and chat with us and see my penetrating stare.
It's a lot of fun. I keep making emojis for us, so you know.
Oh my god. Oh. You have to see the emojis that Claire makes.
Oh my god.
They are so good.
We have new merch, don't we?
Yes, we got the Organites merch. Organites
merch, which is truly horrifying.
It's terrifying.
It's horrifying.
Honestly, it's the best piece of merch we have because it looks amazing on everything.
It does.
It does. Oh, I'm getting the keep cup, and I'm gonna get the tank top so I can go running and frighten everyone.
I'm so tempted to get the toast. The coasters just because there's something especially delightful about those to me.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the travel mug.
Honestly, the only reason I didn't put it on every available piece of merch is I was like, I would buy something real stupid like the bath mat, and then my husband would be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, you need to make the skirt.
Yeah,
we have to have it on the skirt.
I was really tempted to, but there's just the mouth on the crotch. It was just too much.
But it is the best piece of merch.
Oh, really?
Also, rate and review us on iTunes. Just do it. It's easy.
Please
review us on iTunes. Five-star reviews.
You can just say, it's great.
Yeah,
you don't have to say anything.
Be like, awesome, bi culture.
Or kudos. Like, it's basically just...
Bad mouth noises, A+.
Bad mouth noises are bi culture. if you review us and I can work out how I'll read them aloud. Except I don't get to see them all because I'm in Australia and apparently that's...
You can read the
I don't know why.
And I'll read
I know.
The North American ones.
Cool. And we'll say thank you to you for reviewing us because it is very nice. Go become a patron too. Because if you become a patron, then you get access to an extra channel in the Discord, which has nothing in it at the moment because there's only like three of us in there.
There's only three of us. And we're in all the other channels together.
Look, eventually, if there's enough people, I'll make like a special patron only emoji that will make everyone jealous.
Yes, that only patrons can use.
Yes.
Or have like a little patron only chat party or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not that exclusive.
Yeah.
We're also too lazy to do.
Oh my god, Imogen, wrap us up.
Yeah.
I got distracted. There was a GIF of Captain America in the Patreon, and I was like, in the Discord, I'm like, I'm going to look at Captain America for a little while. Oh, that's right, we're still doing a podcast. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
I lean back a bit.
Hard
to hear now?
Yeah. When you lean back, I can't hear you.
Okay. Easy to hear now? Cool.
Yes.
I will stay close. I will eat my microphone.
That is actually what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Sensual.
We can have a fucking ASMR episode.